Hi all, and you're very welcome to this podcast, Get Stuff Done. My name is Aidan Sheeran, and I'm the co-founder of Collaborative. We're a new marketing agency in Dublin. And each week we speak to different people across various sectors to ask them about how they get stuff done. And this week I'm delighted to be talking with John Walsh. John is a composer, a songwriter, and a producer. You'd probably know John's work from television and from TV commercials and TV series. He writes for movies, and in fairness, he's won a whole bunch of awards for his efforts. John, you're very welcome, and it's great to catch up. You and I go back a long way, and our paths have crossed many, many times, both professionally and indeed socially. How are things with you?
Yeah, not bad, Aidan, and thanks for having me. Yeah, things are fine. I mean, people say at the moment, how are you coping with COVID? And I guess that the nature of the work that I do, not that much has changed in terms of it's always been quite insular, and it's sort of been based around, you know, being the same in the same room, playing with musical instruments, playing with gadgets, playing with software. So I'm sort of in my element, really.
John, tell me a little bit about some of the stuff you've been doing and maybe some of the stuff you're particularly proud of.
Now I'm at a stage, years have gone by, I've got music on global campaigns for Jemisin in the last couple of years. I've just today finished this massive campaign for Pepsi Cola that's going out all over the Gulf region. The national broadcaster over the years, Prime Time, 6-1 News, all this sort of stuff. The kid in the bed sit never thought he'd end up doing that stuff, you know. And it's just, but it's true of a lot of people, I suppose, from small beginnings. You never know where it's going to take you. So yeah, I mean, the last couple of months I've been working on this Pepsi job, and I've been having Zoom calls with clients in Dubai and the editors in Brazil and the directors from New York. He's worked with Beyonce, and you know, he's WhatsApping me, and I laugh sometimes. Like during that, I just think, God, it's mad. Here I am in my little village in Dublin, free, you know, where it's freezing cold at the moment, and you know, the world is such a small place, really.
Isn't that collaboration, you know, the fact that you're
collaboration, yeah,
that's the way the world is working now. I mean, if you can work with Brazil, you can work with Dubai from your base in Dublin.
There's also a thing that has surprised me, is that there's an appetite abroad, much more so than here. I think there's an appetite to work with people from different parts of the world. There's a real appetite for that. They like the fact that you come from, you know, a different background, that you're bringing something else to you're from a different culture. They like that. I think it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's about sort of attention to detail and quality control, and just I mean, some of the directors I know who I think are really good, if I try and pinpoint what it is, a lot of the time it's just this kind of obsessive, they're obsessed with the detail of the thing and getting it right. My dad was a plasterer, and there's no real difference between his approach to plastering and my approach to what I'm doing. I mean, really I'm basically taking everything from him in terms of, he was obsessed about if he did a ceiling or he was doing the coving or he was doing the cornicing, it had to be perfect. And he wouldn't stop until it was perfect. And that's kind of, I'm very much like him. And I think that's really the reason that people engage with you and want to use you again. And they come back to you. They feel, well, I know he's going to hit the mark, and he's going to make sure it's right. There's a whole other thing that goes with, I think, any activity, and that's people skills. And I think in the industry that I'm in, a huge part of it is actually interacting with people and different personalities and being able to slot in and sort of navigate that in some way. So the music bit, I guess, is, you know, people would look at it, friends of mine, and they oh, you know, you're a musician, and that certainly is part of it. But there's a whole other part of it which you will know, Aidan, which is, you know, being part of a team and sort of being able to sort of exist in that environment where there's lots of different personalities, there's lots of different ideas, And that's a whole other skill set, which I guess when I started out, I didn't have any idea about that aspect of it.
I call that the hairdressing side to the business. It's about your people skills and about being able to fit in as part of a team. If I was to ask you, is there any specific project that particularly stands out for you, John?
Look, there's been some mad ones along the way, like the air launch when we did that, you know, we took that old Scottish song, Fungula, and re-recorded it. I suppose if you ask me about stuff that was shocking in terms of the reaction that it got, I mean, it sort of took the country by storm. And then a couple of mad things happened where, you know, one day somebody said, I didn't know that your track was in the Tomorrowland Festival, which is this big dance festival that has about, you know, 40,000 people at it. And I said, well, it's not. But I had done this sort of dance remix of that track, really just for a bit of fun. And that sort of took off, and it, you know, it ended up being played in Copperface Jacks and, you know, got hundreds of thousands of views. But then these other guys sampled the dance remix, and now it's got something like 15 million plays on Spotify with this this dance duo from Australia basically took it. And so there's stuff like that, which is kind of mad.
And what sort of work are you looking forward to doing? What sort of jobs would you really like to be looking to get?
Okay, in terms of commercial work, I have a company called Symphonic, and that is a company that does music for commercials and branding. But then under my own name, I score drama and film. I also have a band that I write songs with. I think stuff comes along that just kind of excites you and mixes it up. I worked on a really nice film there about 2 or 3 years ago called The Drummer and the Keeper. And it wasn't something I expected to do, but it happened. And yeah, I suppose what's nice is when something different comes along. So maybe when you finish something like a big commercial, the next thing you end up doing is, you know, an indie film, and in some ways that work allows you to do both.
We're in lockdown, our third lockdown, and lockdown will end eventually. What's that thing you'd really like to do that you're missing most? What is it you'd like to do once lockdown is over?
Give you a hug, Aidan, I think. Yeah, it would be nice to go out to a restaurant with a bunch of friends. It'd be nice to have a pint with me old man. Nice to be in a pub with some of the mates, all that stuff. And it's mad because sometimes you know, if you're watching a film from a couple of years ago and you see people standing right beside each other or hugging, it's quite shocking now to see it. We've gotten so used to this social distancing, but yeah, all that stuff. I mean, you know, at least at the moment, and you know, I think it's a good thing that they're actually running ads on the telly about it, which I think is, you know, is very positive, is to say to people, like, you do need to get out and you do need to just get some exercise, have a walk. At least we can still do that sort of stuff. But I think it's very hard. It must be difficult with a lot of people's mental health, the lack of social interaction and all that stuff. So yeah, I'd like a bit more of that. I would like to see my mates in the pub.
John, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for your time. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon for that pint. Let's hope we can get out soon.
Yeah, you too, Aidan. No, that would be great. I'd love to see you.
Okay, take care of yourself.
Thanks, Aidan.